Whew. Shame about the weather.
Yeah, it's here the forecast said it was going to be.
I was just hoping they'd made a mistake and it'd turn out dry and sunny.
Well, don't worry me one bit.
Good hope.
Oh, you've got me thermal vest on.
Well, I'm afraid you might not get much of an audience, though. This rain looks like it's here to stay.
Well, I can concentrate better without a crowd watching me.
It's a pity, though, after all the work you put in. But is that old wax jacket waterproof?
Well, it always used to be.
And you can get pretty wet on a tractor with no cabin.
Oh, when I was a lad, all tractors were like this.
Oh, just don't want you catching your death. The honour of Brookfield is in your hands, you know.
Oh, as long as you don't expect a share of my winnings.
No, you can keep your 50 quid.
Well, I ain't doing it for the money, David, you know that.
No, I know. You're doing it for the glory.
That's it. I'm doing it to be Barchester and District Ploughing Champion. Classic tractors class.
Yeah. Well, we shall come and cheer you on.
Well, when I was a lad, a ploughing match was a big event. All neighbourhood turned out.
The kids are really looking forward to it. Well, Josh and Ben are anyway. And Sam will come, won't you, Sam?
What?
Come and watch Bert do his stuff at the ploughing match.
Oh, God, you picked a rotten day for it.
Well, a drop of rain never hurt no one. Make the ground softer.
Bad enough having to water cows out in this.
Oh, I don't know, you youngsters. The fuss you make about a little bit of damp in the air.
Oh, I know. Heated tractor cabs, they do weaken a man, so don't they, Bert?
Anyway, I'd best be on my way.
Yeah, I'll come down later, cheer you on. What time do you reckon you'll finish?
Well, we start at 10. We've got to be done by 2.
So if we come down about 1, we can admire your finishing technique.
Here you are, man.
See you later.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, rather him than me.
Yeah, worst possible weather, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, you coming in for some breakfast?
No, it's okay.
Oh, come on, Ruth's doing a big Sunday morning fry-up.
No.
And I never thank you for Friday night.
What?
The babysitting, so I could take Ruth out.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
We had a good evening, went really well.
Good.
So how about it?
I've got another heifer due to calve any minute. I'd best keep an eye on her.
Oh, well, I'll get Josh to bring you out a bacon sarnie.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And come in and have some coffee when you're done.
Okay, yeah, maybe. No, I'll see how things go.
No, Pip, don't walk away when I'm talking to you. Oh, for heaven's sake. Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oh, Usha, sorry.
I called at a bad time.
No, it's just Pip.
What's she done?
Stormed off in a hoof.
Why?
She wants to see her friend Izzy, but Bert's competing in this ploughing match.
Is that today?
So we were all going to go and support him.
Oh, what a shame. I'd have loved to have come to that.
Well, why don't you?
I can't. I'm going to Lower Loxley.
Oh, for the Appledare thing.
Yeah, it's not going to be much fun in this weather, but I can't back out now. I've entered for this log-to-leg competition.
You've what?
Well, you start off with this piece of tree.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to make a pair of matching legs for a Windsor chair.
Phil's told me all about it.
Oh, of course, he's doing it too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you won't be there to cheer me on.
Yeah. I'd love to see you.
Ruth? Is everything all right?
Not really. Can you come round?
I've got tomorrow afternoon off.
Have you?
Chucking it down out there.
Why don't you come over to me?
Oh, sorry.
That'd be brilliant.
I think that bacon's burning.
Well, don't just stand there. Move the frying pan.
All right.
You're having a domestic crisis.
No more than usual. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? About 2.
Fine. Bye.
Who's that?
Usha. Just wanted to know if you were going over to Lower Loxley today.
Ah, no, I was wondering about that. Maybe we could go over there after the ploughing match.
You are joking, aren't you?
Why?
They won't be judging the plough until about 3:30. It'll be dark by the time we get to Lower Loxley.
No, it won't.
The clocks went back last night, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, that's a shame. Only Dad's doing this pole lathing business.
So is Usha.
Really?
But I'm afraid they'll just have to manage without us.
Well done, Usha. You looked as if you'd been doing it all your life.
But I made such a mess of my first leg, did you see?
No, it looked fine.
I cut far too much away. It ended as a skinny twig, only about half the size of the other one.
But you were nearly as fast as Alec, and he's a professional.
Well, only because I was wildly slapdash.
Phil's going to be all afternoon finishing his.
But the result, I'm sure, will be exquisite.
He spent much too long shaping his bits of wood with the axe and that thing you pull.
The draw knife.
So he's only just got the first one onto the lathe.
Why don't you leave him to it and come and have a cup of tea?
No, I'd better not.
Oh, but you look so cold and miserable.
At least Phil's in the dry, under the tarpaulin.
And it keeps you jolly warm operating a pole lathe.
It's such bad luck, this weather.
Yeah. I don't think the crowds have come out in anything like the numbers Elizabeth was hoping for.
No. Everyone's crowded into the marquee watching the cooking demonstration. And Nigel's moved the children's stuff indoors. They're doing apple and spoon races in the ballroom.
That sounds like fun.
I just hope it clears up by Wednesday.
What's happening on Wednesday?
We're supposed to be helping Nigel with his grape harvest.
I thought he'd done that already.
No, that was the Madeline grapes. This is the later variety, the Savel.
Do you get paid in kind?
Yes. I promised a case of the wine next year. So I hope it's good. Because it's jolly hard work picking grapes.
Well, I'm going to go in search of that cup of tea, and I suspect there are some rather yummy apple cakes to be had.
Don't. You're making my mouth water.
Are you sure I can't tempt you?
No, I'd better wait for Phil.
And he's trying very hard to get them just the right width, so that when he gets to the end, there won't be a bit left over that isn't ploughed. They take lots of points off for that.
It's great, isn't it, Josh? I wish Pip would come.
So do I.
I mean, she'll see Izzy at school tomorrow.
Yeah, don't worry, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, think how miserable she'd have been if you'd made her come.
That's true. Oh, well, at least it's not raining now.
Yeah.
Bert must be soaked.
Why has he stopped?
Ah, well, I think he's going to measure the... Yep, look. Look, see, he's measuring across to make sure that when he gets to that side, he's just left with an exact tractor width.
It's so the wheels will run along in the furrows.
How can you work that out?
Well...
He knows how wide the tractor is.
That's right, yeah, and he knows how much ground he's got to cover.
So he does a sum in his head.
Yeah, long division.
Is Bert good at sums?
Brilliant.
Well, he's good at those sort of sums.
Bert!
No, don't do that, Ben.
Why not?
He's concentrating very hard.
I'm sure he knows we're here.
And you wouldn't want him to get a wiggle in his furrow because you made him jump now, would you?
Do you think he'll be ready for a cup of tea when he gets to the end here?
Oh, he must be absolutely gaspy. Now, move back a bit, boys.
Hooray! You're really good at this, aren't you?
Here, have a cup of tea.
Oh, that's just what I need.
Bet you win.
Oh, many a slip, young Joss. I ain't finished yet.
Oh, Bert, that doesn't sound too good.
Oh, 10-0 a nice cup of tea won't start.
We bought you some sandwiches.
No, Tara, I couldn't eat nothing.
But you must be starving.
No, I'm fine.
You've been out there over 3 hours.
Oh, give them to the lads. Don't want them to go to waste.
Well, food never goes to waste with Ben around.
Why do you keep stopping all the time?
Well, I has to check my furrow is straight. And if you looks around without stopping the tractor, pound to a penny, you'll get a kink in it.
But I don't like the sound of that cough.
Oh, I'll survive, don't you fret.
Afternoon.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hiya.
Hey, looks fantastic, Bert. You're doing a grand job there.
Hey, it's not too bad, is it?
It's brilliant.
It's the finish is the tricky bit, which we'd better be getting on with. Thanks for the tea.
You're welcome.
Just the job, that were.
Betty wins. His furrows are really straight.
Ah, isn't just the straightness they look for, though.
No, that's right. Every furrow has to be at least 17 centimetres deep.
Do they measure them all?
Well, they don't measure every single one, no. But look, come round the side here. Come on, you too, Joshy. Look, if you get down and look across the furrows, you can see if there are any uneven bits.
How's it going?
Terrible.
Oh, Ruth. Wish I could give you a hug.
David's trying so hard. You know, with the kids and everything. But I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm going mad.
So, well done to Mark Rapson of...
Thank you, Mark. You're really cold, aren't you, Bert?
Oh, it did start to get me just towards the end there.
But please, why don't you let me buy you a drink?
No, I'm okay.
And the next award is going to be the classic section, where we had a very close finish.
A good stiff whiskey. That'd warm you up.
Now, let's just hear what the judges have to say. Sounds like it's the classics next.
Goodness! Someone should be at home in bed.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, darling.
I think I've just picked up a bit of a chill.
Oh, dear.
I thought you were going to Lower Loxley, Mum.
We did. But we thought we should come and see how Bert got on. We'd have been here sooner, but your father got very engrossed in the log to leg.
Oh, how did he do?
He had the slowest time of anyone. But his finished legs were flawless.
So what have you done with him?
He's over there, looking at Bert's handiwork.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jill.
Hello, dear. Where are the boys?
Sam's taking them to look at some of the other old tractors.
He's very good with them, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got favourite uncle status. Since the treehouse, he can do no wrong.
Bert! Oh. You really shouldn't be standing around in those wet clothes.
I did offer to buy him a stiff drink.
There's still some tea in the flask.
No, I'd have one with you. Except for them judges to make their minds up.
Well, as soon as they have, I'm taking you home.
No, I've got to get the tractor and the plough back.
Now, don't worry about that. I'll deal with them.
Oh, Bert, look, I think they're ready.
And the winner in the classic section, in a Massey Ferguson 62, is Bert Fry.
Yeah! You did it!
Oh, well done, Bert.
Congratulations.
Come on, Mr. Fry.
Yeah.
We'd like to step on and get your award.
Go on, Bert. I always knew you would.
Right, I'll just go up and collect it then.
Oh, Bert. Come on, I'll go with you.
And then I think you better get home.
Yeah, that's the best place for him. Tell him not to worry about the tractor. I'll bring it home. Well done, Bert!
Well done!
Oh, dear. He looks really rough.
Yeah. I thought it was just a bit of a cold, but...
Poor Bert.
I do hope he's going to be all right.
Oh, wow. Come and look at this, Lindy.
Just a minute. Let me get my coat off.
Jennifer is really on top of this website. This only happened yesterday afternoon.
What?
Bert Fry winning first prize at the Borsetshire and District Ploughing Competition.
Oh, good for him.
Photographs aren't brilliant, but it was a horribly dreary day.
What on earth is that?
What?
At the bottom there?
It's Tom. It's his latest advert for his sausages.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought it was quite clever.
I knew it. It's the thin end of the wedge.
Quite subtle, really.
Have you heard the latest? Brenda Tucker has persuaded Larry Lovell to feature a product placement in his forthcoming production.
For Felbersham Light Opera?
Yes.
I thought they were doing Bless the Bride.
They are.
How on earth do you introduce sausages into that?
Well, I have no idea.
Are you going to do it for Snow White?
Certainly not.
You could rename one of the dwarves. Porky.
Well, don't you want to know how I got on?
What?
The contractors who handled...
Oh, yes, the cat and fiddle development, of course. You were going to go and ambush them.
Well, not ambush, merely confront them about the missing mule post.
Any joy?
They maintain it was damaged beyond repair and therefore had to be replaced.
Damaged? How?
I didn't inquire. The man was obviously making up the story as he went along.
Mm. That's it then, isn't it?
What?
Well, nothing else we can do.
Robert, we are not going to take this lying down. We are going to have to turn detective.
What?
We'll start at the Cat and Fiddle.
Right. Ah, there you are.
Thanks.
How did the ploughing match go?
Bert won his class.
Oh, good for him. Ruth,
yeah, he got soaked and picked up a really nasty chest infection.
Oh, no. Ruth, I've got to say it. Well, I'm sorry, but you look terrible.
Yeah.
How's it going with David?
Oh, fine.
You sounded so harassed on the phone yesterday.
It was just Pip.
Only last time we spoke, you were... well, really stressed about Sophie and David.
Yeah.
So things are better.
I wish they were. I'm afraid.
What?
I'd don't know if we can repair the damage.
What do you mean, damage?
Things between David and me.
But surely it's nothing that can't be mended.
I don't know.
Oh, Ruth, tell me. How has it got so bad?
The thing is, there's someone else.
You mean apart from Sophie?
No, I mean, I've met someone else.
What?
And I don't know what to do, I just don't know what to do.
Oh, come on, Robert, who's going to stop us?
I mean, there might be security guards.
There's not going to be anyone there. And if there is, then we... Oh, stop the car.
What?
Now, Robert.
Why?
There's Alan, I want a word with him. Alan! Alan!
Afternoon!
Alan, I'm still desperately short of dwarves.
She means for Snow White.
I'm sorry, Linda, I'd love to help out, but I really can't spare the time, not at Christmas.
But you were the star of the show last year.
No, I wasn't. We all had to pull together on account of Julia's death. I'm sorry, Linda. I'm sure Amy will come along.
But it's men I need.
I'll give Daniel a part, and that way you get Alistair as well.
Oh, yes, he'd be just right for the huntsman, wouldn't he?
There you go, you see, casting problem solved. Now, where are you two off to then?
We're going to the... Just out for a drive.
You have to tell me, Ruth. Is it someone I know?
Please, Usha, I can't.
Well, how can you drop a bombshell like that?
I can't tell you. You're horrified, aren't you?
It's just... I never imagined. I mean, not you. Not in a million years.
Neither did I. But...
So how did it happen?
I don't know. Well, I suppose I just didn't realise how low my self-confidence had sunk.
What, because of Sophie?
When your husband goes chasing after someone so obviously attractive and vivacious and you look in the mirror and see this dull, frumpy little woman...
Oh, come on, you are certainly not dull and not remotely frumpy.
I know I'm not. But do you know how I know? Because when I was feeling about as low as I could get, this other person picked me up and told me I was beautiful and that he loved me. When he holds me in his arms, I can't remember the last time David did that.
But you and David, Ruth... You've always been rock solid and you have so much else.
I know, I know. The kids, the farm, everything. But it's too late. It's happened. This wonderful, caring man. He loves me. He's passionate and kind and... Now it's getting between the kids and me and... The farm and me and David and me and... Oh, I can't explain it. When I'm with him,
I don't know what to say. I mean, surely, you and David, you've got so much going for you. You've got one of the strongest marriages of anyone I know.
You don't understand. It's been so hard these last few weeks.
No, Ruth, listen to me. Look at me. You can't tell me you'd throw that all away just because another man makes you feel good about yourself.
Do you think I don't tell myself that 20 times a day? I haven't stopped loving David. Of course I haven't. And I love me kids. It's not as easy as that.
But you wouldn't be telling me this if you weren't tempted.
I'm torn in half, Usha. The other guy, he's wonderful. He loves me. And I'd love to be with him. I just don't know what to do.
You can't walk away from your marriage, Ruth. You can't, no matter how great the temptation.
I thought you might understand.
Understand? Oh, this is such a shock, I don't know.
I thought you were my friend.
I am, of course I am.
But you're blaming me.
No, no one's to blame.
Except Sophie.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
If she hadn't turned David's head like that.
And this other man.
What?
Well, you don't think he took advantage?
No.
Caught you at a vulnerable moment.
It's not like that at all.
Oh, well, isn't it? How long have you been married?
18 years, nearly.
18 years. And until a few weeks ago, you were perfectly happy, perfectly content. And now suddenly you're prepared to chuck all that away.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So what? You want to have a secret affair with this man?
No. Yep. Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid if I turn him down, if I say no, I don't know if David and I can ever find our way back to the way we were. It's like I said, maybe the damage is done.
Don't say that.
And I know it's wrong. But when I'm with the other person, when he's holding me, it just feels so right.
Can you open that door?
It's probably locked.
No, it's just jammed at the top there. If you just put your shoulder to it.
Oh, right. Oh, that
really hurt. Now, this looks promising.
I do. Oh, dear. It's awfully dusty. You got the torch there?
Hold on. Plasterboard, picture rail, pots of paint. It's just stuff the builders have left.
Exactly. What's behind that bit of wood? Be careful.
A lot more bits of wood.
Oh, look. In the corner there. Under that dust sheet. Can you get it, Robert?
All right. Oh, my goodness. Lindy, you were right.
What did I tell you?
That's it, isn't it? That's our new
post. I knew it.
It's not damaged in the least.
I told you they were lying through their teeth.
So how was your afternoon off?
Well, Ruth came to see me.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
No?
Oh, she told me something, something very shocking, and, I need your advice.
Well, you know it won't go any further.
I really don't know how to deal with it.
Okay, tell me.
Ruth told me she's met someone else.
What?
She's involved with another man.
No.
I'm afraid so.
Who?
She wouldn't say, but it all started because it... Well, you know this old flame of David's turned up, Sophie Barlow?
Yeah,
well, I knew at the time Ruth wasn't happy about it, but I assumed it had all, you know, blown over.
She's going to leave David?
I don't know. I don't think she knows herself.
She can't. She can't leave him.
I tried to tell her, but Alan, I really don't think I was getting through. I mean, she's in such a state.
Oh, dear.
She can't see beyond the difficult time she's been having with David and this man telling her he loves her, that she's beautiful.
David loves her.
I know. She seemed to want me to say, oh, yes, seize the moment, follow your heart, and to make it easier for her to walk away, but...
Ruth and David have such a strong relationship.
And the children. What about the children?
Oh, yes.
I told her she just couldn't throw it all away.
Of course she did.
Well, she didn't want to hear it. I don't know what she did want to hear.
No, Usha, you've got to do everything you can.
If she and David split up...
If Ruth walks out on that marriage... She'd be making the biggest mistake of her life.
Hello, love. I thought you were in the shop.
Ah, popped home to set the timer on the oven. Only we won't have much time for tea if we're going to these auditions tonight.
Morning. Oh, hello.
You had any more close encounters with the ghost of the Low Farm?
It's not a ghost, Joe.
You're sure about it, are you?
I've never heard this noise.
Well, then.
But I'm sure there's a logical explanation.
So am I.
Halloween tonight, you know. Oh.
It's time I was getting back to the shop.
Yeah, okay. See you this evening then.
Bye.
When the dead do walk.
What?
Halloween. When the dead do walk. And if your house is harbouring an unquiet spirit.
Which it isn't.
Pound to a penny, you'll get a visitation tonight.
Try as I might, I couldn't persuade Emma.
But Christopher's coming.
Oh, so he says.
Oh, excellent. He'll be just right for one of the dwarves. And you, Susan. Well, I know you said you only wanted a small part.
I meant it. I really haven't got time.
But won't you at least read for the wicked stepmother?
No, really, Linda.
You'd be so perfect for the role.
Oh, is that how you see me?
Ah, but you see, we're using the original story when the stepmother dances to her death wearing heated iron shoes.
What?
Morning, darlings.
Ah, Lillian, could you please pass on a message to Matt for me?
Yes, all right.
Tell him his precious contractors were, as I suspected, lying through their teeth.
What contractors?
The Cat and Fiddle. They had purloined the original carved newel post from the staircase, claiming it was damaged, which it was not.
Can't trust anyone these days, can you?
It seems that way.
Robert and I have located the item in question and made it clear to them that either they reinstate it or legal action will follow.
Well, good for you, darling.
Yes. So, Matt was entirely misled as to their probity.
Well, I'll let him know.
Good. Now, Susan...
I don't want to be the stepmother.
Well... Let's keep an open mind for now, shall we? How about you, Lillian?
What?
You will be auditioning for Snow White, won't you?
Me? Snow White? Ooh, well, darling, if you think I'd be suitable.
Oh, please don't play games with me. Come on now, it's not difficult.
Ruth?
Oh.
You okay?
It's just this stupid cough. I've been trying for about 10 minutes to get it to drink from the feeder.
Hey, let me have a go. Oh. Come on now. Hey, good girl. Come on. Look, lovely milk. Come on, you have a drink of that. Hey. There. It wasn't hard, was it?
I'm sorry.
Sweetheart. Come here. It's all right. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What for?
I'm so stupid.
No, you're not. You're not stupid in any way. Now... Can't tell me you're this upset because some stupid calf wouldn't drink from the feeder.
No.
So what is it? Is it David?
No. No. He's been kind and thoughtful and considerate, and I feel so guilty. I can't think when I'm with him. I can't think when I'm with you, and I want to be with you.
And I want to be with you. So much.
And then, Sam, yesterday, I was in such a muddle about everything, and I told Usha.
What?
I just had to talk to somebody.
You told her about me?
No, just that there was someone... She'd understand.
But she didn't. No. It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter what Usha thinks. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
It does. No, surely it does.
God. I can't bear it. We can only see each other like this.
I know.
Snatching moments, hiding all the time. It's not how we are. We're better than that.
What are you saying?
We need time. Together. Where we can think properly and talk properly. And I can hold you like this and not let you go. So let's go away together.
No, no, we can't.
Well, just for the day.
What?
It's my day off, Tuesday next week. Well, why don't you make some excuse to get away?
What sort of excuse?
Let's say you're going to visit a friend or something. And, we'll meet up. Stay in a hotel somewhere. What do you say?
Look,
please say yes.
I don't think I can.
But if you want to be with me?
I do.
And why not?
Because I can't. I don't think... How could I do that to David?
Please, Ruth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really, really want to.
Just one night.
So much to be with you, properly. But
no buts. Just say you'll think about it. Please. That means so much to me.
But so...
Please.
All right. I'll think about it.
Now, everybody, could I have all the girls who are here for the part of Snow White over this side, please?
Linda, could I have a quick word?
Not now, Neil. India Beesborough, that includes
you. But I need to get this sorted, otherwise I know what'll happen.
Come along, Pip. Don't lurk at the back there.
It'll be like every other year. I'll end up doing it all myself.
Or what?
And I honestly can't spare the time.
What are you talking about?
All the backstage stuff.
I'm not too late, am I?
I was wondering where you were, Alice.
Sorry.
Come on over here.
My car wouldn't start. I had to give up on it in the end.
Never mind that now.
I'm just waiting for my dad to give me a lift.
Linda, this is a complicated show. Lots of scene changes, and I'm going to need some help.
Yes, all right.
Because I can't manage it on my own.
We'll sort something out.
So I'm not lifting a finger till I have an assistant.
Oh, Neil, for heaven's sake.
My dad will do it.
What?
Brian?
Yeah.
But he never does the Christmas show.
About time he did it then, isn't it?
But will he agree?
I'll work on him, don't worry.
But all I need is someone to fetch and carry, you know, do the donkey work.
Oh, hi, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling. So, Linda, here I am. What do you want me to do?
Later, Lillian. I'm looking at the Snow Whites first.
Yes?
So if you could go and sit down.
But you said you wanted me to audition for Snow White.
The play, Lillian, not the... Oh, you surely didn't. Snow White is supposed to be a beautiful, young girl.
Oh, darling, I did wonder.
Your plastic surgeon was good, Auntie Lillian, but not that good.
Well, I thought perhaps you were going for some kind of postmodern interpretation.
No.
Well, if you're having 6-foot dwarfs...
Exactly.
And anyway, I have the perfect part for you.
Oh, what?
The mirror.
The mirror?
Well, you know the story.
You're expecting me to play a piece of reflective glass?
Lillian, the mirror is central to the plot. Now, can we get on, please? Alice, you can read first.
All right.
We'll do the scene with the poisoned apple. There.
Okay.
And, Susan.
Me?
Over here, please.
What do you want me to do?
Would you read in the part of the stepmother?
Oh, no, Linda, I've told you. I really don't want that part.
No, I'm simply asking you to read in for our Snow Whites.
Oh, I'm beginning to think you've got a hidden agenda here.
Don't be ridiculous.
Look, I'll do it.
No, Lillian, I've told you.
Oh, come on, give me the script. Now... Where are we going from?
Ugh. Top of the page. There, yeah.
Oh, okay, righto. Come, my precious. Come, my beauty. See what I have here for you. An apple from your father's orchard.
I'm going to be here till midnight at this rate.
I think you're right.
I tell you, missus, the dwarf is getting restless. Much more of this and we'll be off down the pub.
I think I might join you.
Oh, what are you up for then?
Up for?
In the play.
Oh, I'm not here to audition. I'm just my daughter's taxi service.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought she didn't want to be in it, but the last minute she changed her mind. Is that Jazza over there?
Oh, he fancies himself as a dwarf.
Jazza?
Yeah, only because his new lady friend's involved.
Lady friend?
Toya, what's her name? She's doing makeup or something.
Is that the girl he's talking to?
One of his customers off the milk round. Single mum, he says.
Really? She doesn't look old enough.
Showing off her belly button to the world. Why do they do that, young women?
Right, attention, everyone, please. Attention. Ruth, you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Looking dreadfully tired.
I'm just waiting for Pip.
Ah. Right, let's move on to the dwarves.
Hang on a minute, Linda.
What?
If you don't want me for the wicked stepmother...
No, I'm sorry, Lillian, but your reading was just too...
bawdy?
Thank you, Alice. I was going to say good-humoured.
Honestly, Auntie Lillian, you can find double meanings in the telephone directory.
You simply didn't convince me that you were essentially depraved and vicious.
Oh, kind of you to say so. So, can I read for Principal Boy?
You can't play the prince.
Why not?
Because I finished auditioning, Principal Boys. Weren't you listening?
And if I'm going to play Snow White, you'd have to awaken me with a kiss. And I'm sorry, but I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face.
No. Actually, that's the Disney version. In the original story, Snow White awakes when a piece of the poisoned apple is dislodged from her throat.
You mean she has to cough up a goblet of semi-digested fruit? Oh, that's charming.
Anyway, I've more or less decided that Fallon should play the prince. She did a splendid reading. Now, please, can we get on to the dwarves?
No.
Well, you could be a dwarf, Auntie Lillian.
Now you're getting silly.
Well, there's really no reason why the dwarves all have to be men.
Yes, there is.
What?
I have decided.
It's not very fair. What about all those girls who auditioned for Snow White and didn't get the part?
Yeah. Well, we need courtiers. We need villagers.
Oh, I don't know why I bothered coming.
Not much of a part, though, Snow White's mother. She's dead in the first 15 minutes.
Oh, suits me down to the ground. I'm glad Christopher's got a part.
Yeah, nice to see him joining in village life instead of festering in his room.
Did you notice?
Hmm?
He suddenly got very keen when Linda announced Alice Aldridge was playing Snow White.
Eh?
Well, perhaps he's finally realised there are better fish in the sea than that Crawley.
She's got her dad round her little finger, Alice, hasn't she? Did you see when he came to pick her up and she told him he was going to be my assistant? What the hell?
You told me I was imagining things. You've got to believe me now.
I got a thorough ticking off from Mrs. Pugsley.
Mrs. Titcomb.
Mrs. Titcomb. Oh dear, I always forget.
What for?
The state of the ballroom floor.
What were you doing in the ballroom?
Nigel moved the children's games inside.
Oh, did you?
I stuck up a big notice saying no boots in the ballroom. But you know what kids are like.
Well, it all seemed to be a great success, despite the weather.
Could have done with a few more people.
Well, I enjoyed it enormously.
You spent the entire time perfecting your chair legs.
Well, I didn't see the point of doing a half-baked job
just
to save a few minutes.
A few minutes?
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, at last.
Afternoon.
Where have you been? We've quite given up hope.
Sorry.
Well, it's nearly 3 o'clock.
No, I know.
We were expecting you this morning.
Oh, well, I did phone.
Yes, we got the message.
I'm sorry. Right, well, I better get picking then, hadn't I? Make up for lost time.
You need to be a bit careful putting the bunches of grapes into the basket.
Yeah.
So they don't get crushed.
Yeah, I helped you with the last lot, remember?
Yes, of course you did. Yeah, you and Sophie.
And Ruth.
Ruth sends her apologies, by the way.
So, if you go that side with Jill...
It's just that with Bert being off sick, you know, you think it's not going to make that much difference, but...
I said to you, David, if you need a hand with anything...
No, I know, Dad, thanks.
But I spoke to Ruth on the phone last night, and she said she'd definitely be here.
Did she? Oh. Well, she's been helping Sam with the new calves. You know how it is this time of year. All the cows decide to give birth at once, and Sam needed a hand, so... Anyway... She sends her apologies.
Couldn't you get some minion to do that?
I like chopping wood.
Since when?
And I've been in the office all afternoon with Brian.
Oh, no.
Had to get some fresh air.
Please don't tell me you two have had another row.
No. Got a bit of a headache, that's all. Although Brian is in a foul mood.
Why?
I think because Alice volunteered him for the pantomime.
What?
Yeah, he went to pick her up from the auditions the other night. Oh, she's been cast as Snow White, by the way.
Oh, has she indeed? Alice, the fairest of them all.
And she somehow talked Brian into being Neil's assistant.
Doing what?
Oh, you know, stagehand, scene shifter, general dog's body.
How does she do it?
And he's only now realising just what he's signed up for.
She has a great future in the diplomatic corps, your little sister.
Anyway, what are you doing here?
I'm just on my way home. Thought I'd see if you were all set up for this evening.
Oh, that.
You know, got your patter for Hassett Hill's venison polished up for Signore A.C. Righini.
If I didn't know you better, I'd suspect you of being jealous.
Me, jealous?
Yeah, and I've got a date with another chef.
Yeah, and an Italian at that. I'd better look to my laurels.
Well, actually, I was thinking I might give it a miss.
What?
Ring up and cancel.
No, you can't do that.
I've got this headache and I'm shattered.
Well, take some paracetamol.
I'll make another appointment for next week sometime.
No, don't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, because... Well, you'll only spend the evening slumped in front of the telly.
What's wrong with that?
You'll end up with a worse headache.
No, I won't.
Yeah, and mad at yourself for having wasted the evening. And besides, I'm relying on you to give me the lowdown on this Righini fella.
What?
Yeah, tell me if his cooking's any good. You know, should I be worried about the competition?
Ian, this restaurant is way over the other side of Felpersham.
Well, it's not that far. I mean, you can be there and back in an hour and a half. And think how chuffed you'll be if he agrees to take the venison. So you'll go.
Are you trying to get me out of the way or something?
Huh? No, why would I want to do that?
Aren't you doing the music, Phil?
Oh, no, I put my foot down this year. I've got quite enough to do at Christmas with the church music.
Linda's got Velda.
Oh, yeah, of course. She's played for a few things, hasn't she?
Yes.
And what about you, Jill?
I said I'd help with the costumes. But only because I thought the grandchildren would be involved.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I agreed to be in it. Thought there'd be a nice thing to do with the kids.
Ruth said Pip went to the auditions.
Yeah, she did, but she didn't get the part of Snow White. And Linda refused to consider having female dwarves.
Female dwarves?
Yeah, so she's deciding whether or not to be a courtier. And the dwarves are all being played by grown-ups.
Apart from Daniel.
So there's nothing for the boys. Hang on. Is Daniel playing a dwarf?
Linda's considering him.
What?
Oh, I thought it was definite.
She wants Alistair to be the huntsman. So I think what happened is Alistair said that if she gave Daniel a part... Oh,
that sounds a bit underhand.
He'd consider playing the huntsman.
Oh, now, why didn't I think of that?
I can see the headline in the Echo. Bribery scandal hits village pantomime.
And Ruth, is she involved?
Oh, no, it's never really been her sort of thing.
No.
I thought it'd be a nice thing for the whole family to do, but, you know...
It'll be fun. You'll enjoy it.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
Anyway, we see you all on Sunday.
What's happening on Sunday?
November the 5th, the bonfire party on the village green. You are all coming?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. We'll all be there.
Good evening, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No, I'm actually here to see your chef, Signore Righini.
Ah.
He is expecting me, Adam Macy.
Would you come this way, sir?
Ian, what are you doing here?
Surprise.
I thought you were working.
I lied.
But I'm supposed to be seeing the chef.
Ah, the legendary A.C. Righini.
Yeah, about the venison.
The chef here is an old mate of mine. His name is Carlo.
So, who is A.C.?
Well, think about it. Here, come on, we've got a table.
Ian? Oh, I'm being thick, aren't I?
Well, it's a bit of an obvious anagram. I thought you'd spot it immediately. Oh, this is our table here. Come on. Sit down.
Well, what's this in aid of?
Well, I just thought you deserved a treat.
Why?
Well, do you need a reason?
But why all this subterfuge?
Well, if I'd said to you, come out for a nice meal on Wednesday night, you'd have said, no, let's just slob out in front of the telly and you can cook me something.
Because I like your cooking better than anyone's.
Just wait till you've tasted Carlo's linguine.
Okay.
And I wanted tonight to be special.
Why?
Because you were so brilliant about Mads and the baby supporting me like you did.
I.e. not very well.
Picking me up off the floor when it all went pear-shaped.
I wasn't much comfort.
You were. You were brilliant. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, I shan't be late to bed tonight.
No. It doesn't feel too hard while you're actually picking the grapes, but when you stop...
Do you remember when the Tregorans had a vineyard?
Yes. Sid used to sell the wine in the bowl for £2 something a bottle.
£2? £2?
£2 was a lot of money in those days.
Well, it's not that long ago.
30 years.
Is it really?
It was in the 70s, certainly.
Mm.
I hope Ruth's all right.
What?
It's strange that she didn't come today.
Well, with Bert being off...
No. I spoke to her last night and she said, see you tomorrow. Don't you think that's odd?
I sometimes think you're not happy unless you're worrying about one or other members of the family.
Maybe she remembered last time.
Last time?
When we picked the Madeleines. Don't you remember? Sophie came along and David paid her far too much attention and Ruth obviously felt...
Jill, Sophie has gone home.
I don't think she's actually gone yet.
Well, she's going very soon.
Yes, I know. I just wondered if that was why Ruth didn't come, because she really didn't enjoy it the last time.
Why can't you take what David says at face value? They're short-handed because of Bert being off sick.
I just wondered...
And Ruth stayed at the farm because Sam needed some help with the calves. Does she need a better excuse?
Seriously? A ghostly morning. Mm. Emma heard it first. She was in the house on her own and it scared her witless.
You're never going to tell me Ambridge View's haunted.
And then Susan heard it as well. But Neil wouldn't believe either of them.
It's a brand new house.
He insisted they were imagining things. Been watching too many late night horror movies. But then he gets home from the Snow White auditions last night, opens the front door, and what does he hear?
Ooh.
He said it was really spooky.
It's got to be somebody playing a trick, hasn't it?
But who?
I mean, it was Halloween last night. You could move in the village for trick-or-treaters.
Well, Christopher's the obvious suspect, but he was staying at a friend's house. That was absolutely gorgeous. Compliments to Signore Regini. Ian?
What?
You've hardly touched yours.
I'm not very hungry.
Won't your mate Carlo be mortally offended, you toying with his lovely food like that?
He'll forgive me. Excuse me?
Are you ready for the dessert now, Signore?
Yeah, I think we are.
Not sure that I can manage a pudding.
You've got to try this. It's the speciality of the house. I took the liberty of ordering it in advance.
Well, what is it?
It's called Anello di Oro.
And does it involve large quantities of chocolate?
No.
Your special puddings usually do?
No, this is something a bit different.
In what way?
We'll wait and see. Here's the waiter now.
Signore...
What's this?
It would appear to be a plate with a small box on it.
I leave you to enjoy.
What's going on?
Well, why don't you open it?
It's a ring.
Oh, so it is.
It's beautiful.
I suppose I should get down on one knee to do this, but to be honest with you, my knees are shaking so much. I think I better stay where I am.
Ian.
I loved you from the moment I first met you. But it's only in recent months when I've been going through a bit of emotional turmoil that... Well, I've realised just how lucky I am to have you. I mean, you've been such a support, such a rock, such a... blessing. And I realised I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So will you marry me?
Ian, I never expected this, not in a million years.
What, you think it's a bad idea?
No, it's a wonderful idea. Of course I'll marry you.
William? Oh, thanks a bunch, Dad.
What have I done?
I spend the best part of an hour dogging in a load of birds and you come down shouting your head off.
Who shouted?
And they've all taken off again.
Oh, sorry.
Scared me half to death and all.
Hey?
We've got poachers in these woods.
Have you?
That's why the birds have got dispersed. What are you doing here anyway?
I was just giving Mike Tucker hands, collecting some wood for the bonfire on Sunday. What do you mean, poacher?
You know what poachers are, Dad, better than most.
Are they pinching your birds?
No, deer.
Deer?
I had my suspicions last week. Found the birds all scattered up lower wood, and Linda Snell told me she'd seen a light up there one night. And then a couple of days ago, I found a whole heap of entrails down here.
Ooh, nasty.
And the birds all over the place again.
What are you going to do?
Well, what can I do? I told the police.
Oh, that won't do no good.
Now, I know.
By the time the police gets here, your poachers will be long gone.
Only hope, really, is to catch them red-handed.
Yeah, true.
I'll be lucky, though.
Hey, don't you go tucking on your own. You give me a call. I'll come and sort them out.
That's exactly what Brian said.
Did he?
Yeah, but it won't stop him blaming me when the number of birds is down on account of all the disturbance.
No, all I'm saying is...
Oh, yes, I know.
I wish Alice would discuss these things with me before she goes promising my services.
Well, you can always say no.
Well, hardly.
Why not?
I'd never hear the last of it. I mean, what does a stage manager's assistant do, anyway?
Well, sweeps the stage and makes cups of tea.
That's what I thought. God, Neil Carter's going to have a field day, isn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be very gentle with you. Oh, morning, darling.
Morning.
And why me, anyway? Why couldn't you offer Adam?
What for?
Oh, he's still complaining about being volunteered for Snow White.
You can always say no.
Yeah, exactly what I said. Anyway, how did you get on last night?
Yes, you were going to see that Italian bloke, weren't you?
Yes, only he wasn't Italian after all. He was Ian.
What?
A.C. Raghini. It's an anagram of his name.
Well, why should Ian summon you halfway across the county to talk about Hassett Hill's venison?
He didn't. That was just a ploy to get me to the restaurant.
Oh, a surprise party?
Well, it was certainly a surprise. The place is run by a friend of his, and we had this gorgeous meal.
Oh, how sweet.
And then he proposed.
What?
He asked me to marry him.
Oh, darling.
Marry him?
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
And did you say yes?
Well, of course. Yeah, he gave me this ring.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
You can't marry him.
Why not?
Because you and him...
Oh, darling, don't split hairs. It may not be called marriage. It's called a civil partnership. But, well, it amounts to the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
So when's it going to be, the wedding?
Wedding?
Well, we haven't fixed the date yet.
But you're not just going to sneak down to the register office.
Oh, no. We thought we'd have a bit of a do.
A do?
Yeah, somewhere like Grey Gables or Lower Loxley. We can write our own vows and choose some nice music and bits of poetry.
Oh, and you'll have a proper reception with champagne and a cake.
Of course. Well, don't look so alarmed, Brian. I'm not going to ask you to give me away.
Neil thinks his house is haunted. You kid.
I don't think he really believes it for a moment. But your granddad's been fanning the flames.
What do you mean?
Well, Emma and Susan heard this weird noise and they was both a bit spooked by it. So your granddad tells them this tale about how some bloke hanged himself in the cowshed at Willow Farm and the place has been cursed ever since.
Well, it's the first I've ever heard of it. He made it up, didn't he? You know what your granddad's like.
Exactly what Neil said. But then he comes home late the other night. And he is it himself.
What?
Well, sort of... Woo!
Someone's having a laugh.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But there's definitely no one there. And he can't find where the noise is coming from. And it is Halloween. So, a little bit of doubt starts to creep in.
You'll never, he's not that daft.
He wouldn't think so, but he was genuinely spooked. It'd be £4.80, please.
I'll get these. Cheers, mate.
So I said to him, does your fireplace smoke? And he said they never use it. So I said, well, try lighting a fire. Because I had exactly the same thing at Rose Cottage.
Rose Cottage?
Yeah, a place I used to own.
Well, so it was just wind in the chimney. There you go, Sid.
Well, he's going home to light a fire. Pound to a penny, that's what's causing it.
Yeah, I'll bet you're right, you know.
So, Jezza, what's this about you being in Snow White?
I'm going to be a dwarf.
What?
Quiet, Mitch. Yeah, good dog. You two make quiet now.
on.
It's Will. Is Brian there?
Oh, he's just gone out, I'm afraid, Will.
Oh, no.
Can I take a message?
Will he be long?
No, I shouldn't think so. He just went to help Adam with something. Have you tried his mobile?
It's switched off.
Oh, probably left it here.
Well, if he comes in the next 20 minutes, can you tell him the poachers are back?
Oh, no.
Littleton Cover, just across from the riding course.
Oh, do be careful, Will.
You'll tell him?
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah, cheers. Good dog.
Hello?
Mum, it's me. Is Dad there?
No, love, he went over Edgeley this afternoon to do an estimate on some job.
When will he be back?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not till late.
Damn.
What's wrong?
Dear poachers, Dad said he'd give me a hand if they came back and they're here now.
Where?
About 50 yards away.
Oh, William, are you on your own?
Apart from Meg and Mitch.
Well, have you called the police?
Ah, not much point.
But don't you go doing nothing stupid now.
If it were just the blokes, I'd take them on.
No, William.
But they got these dogs, like lurchers or something.
You keep your distance.
Meg and Mitch wouldn't stand a chance.
Promise me, William.
I can't just let them get away with it.
Have you completely lost your marbles?
It'll be a laugh.
There speaks a man who's never been in a Linda Snell production.
No, she's all right, is Linda?
Oh, please.
Oh, you like a domineering woman, do you, Jazza?
She's being dead nice.
Well, she can turn it on when she wants a favour. But just you wait.
Toya's doing the makeup.
Toya?
Who's Toya?
My girlfriend.
Oh, which one?
I told you.
I can't keep track of your love life, mate.
Not quite wee. Dark hair.
The roll call of Ambridge's desperate housewife.
She's a wee lassie. Shannon. And no way she desperate.
Oh, come on, you got to be scraping the barrel if you're hitting on the milkman.
She's gorgeous, she's funny, and she makes a lovely cup of tea. And her ma's watching wee Shannon so she can day Snow White.
All right, Mum.
Edward, where are you?
I'm in the pub, why?
Chelsea with you.
Yeah?
So I want to ask you this, lovey, but your dad's ignorant. No one else can help.
What?
Your brother's up in the woods.
So?
Littleton Cover, just by the riding course. And there's a gang of poachers up there, and I'm afraid he's going to take them on.
What do you expect me to do?
Well, could you go and help him out?
Me?
I wouldn't ask, but there ain't no one else.
You've got to be joking.
Oh, please, lovey, just this one.
No, I'm sorry, Mum, no way. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's not a problem.
So, can I get you lads anything else?
Well...
Wait, hang on.
What?
Well, leave it a minute, Sid. There's something we got to do.
What?
Come on, I need your help.
Where are we going?
Come on, quick.
You think we should keep it a secret?
Well, it's just... I don't see the need to tell the entire village.
The only other person I've told is Lillian.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
What?
Why Matt rang to congratulate the father of the bride. You think that's funny?
It's quite good for Matt.
Oh, there you are. At last. You went without your mobile.
Oh, we only went to fix the generator.
Look, don't take your boots off. Will's been on the phone. The poachers are back.
Oh, whereabouts?
Littleton Cover.
When did he ring?
Oh, about 15 minutes ago.
Well, come on, Adam. Come
right.
on.
Let's hope we're not too late.
I don't understand.
Shh, quiet. I always thought you were on the poacher's side.
Yeah, well...
In fact, I seem to call you bagging the odd buds yourself.
This is different.
Why?
Well, because my brother's just about daft enough to have a go at them. They could be tooled up.
Men with guns, oh, thanks for telling me.
Shh. Look. There. Up ahead.
Is that them?
Oh, it's got to be. There's a van parked with its headlights on.
So, where's your brother?
God knows. Let's try and get a bit closer.
Why did I let you talk me any of these things?
Shut up.
Stop right there!
What the hell?
This is private property and the police are on their way!
I knew it, the stupid beggar. He has to play the hero. Come on, Jazz, we can't just leave him.
Hold on!
Will! Over here! Here, Meg, you too, Mick.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thank God for that.
No, never mind that.
Come on, let's go in.
No, Jazz. Quiet.
Where?
Look, it's all over. He's okay.
Should we not just let him know we're here?
No, leave it. Let's not get involved.
We came all this way.
Let's just get back down the pub. Have a second pint, eh?
I said to William, I said, any sign, you give me a call, I'll be straight down.
But you wasn't here, love.
Yeah. God, I was afraid he'd take them on single-handed.
So was I. I even phoned Edward. He didn't want to know.
Oh, no, there's a surprise.
Well, I just thought if he knew his brother were in danger...
But William's all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brian and Adam turned up in the nick of time. He rang me when it were all over.
Did they collar him?
No, they got away. But William reckons they scared him off and they won't be back no time soon.
I just wish I'd been there to help him out.
Well, he's all right. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. Oh, poor lad. He's had enough to cope with this past year. God knows, with him.
Yeah, we've all had a lot to cope with.
Yeah.
In fact, I were thinking, Eddie, you know it's our silver wedding on the 21st.
Yeah, don't worry, I ain't forgotten.
Good. Why don't we have a party?
A party?
Yeah. Real proper knees up, music and dancing.
What, like in the village hall?
If we can get it. I'll do a nice buffet with quiches and sausage rolls.
Hey, no, no. Can't have you slaving in the kitchen for your own anniversary. I'll get Frieda Fry on the case.
Can we afford that?
Well, we'll tell everyone to bring their own booze. That'll save us a few bob. And I'll see if Jolene will do the music.
You think it's a good idea, then?
I think it's a brilliant idea. Oh. It'll be a way of saying... Oh, I don't know,
We survived.
We survived. Exactly.
Poor 25 year, can you believe it? Oh, is that you, Edward?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just went for a drink with Jazza.
Just so as you know, William's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Brian and Adam turned up and scared the poachers off.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Bye, Susan.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Kirsty. Not working this afternoon?
No, I was owed some time off because I did the stock take one evening.
Oh, right.
So I thought, well, since I'm working at the Bull this evening, I'd come over a bit early and... How are things?
Oh, you know, okay.
Everything all right on the farm?
Yeah, fine.
And how's Sam?
Sam?
I just wondered if he was all right...
Yeah, fine. As far as I know.
You probably know him better than anyone in the village.
What makes you say that?
Well, you work with him all the time.
Well, yeah.
I just wondered if he'd said anything to you.
Said anything? How do you mean?
About us.
Oh, you mean...
Me and him.
No, not... Not to me.
Only I've been going over and over it in my mind, and I just can't understand why. Why he did it.
No.
It was so out of the blue.
Right.
Honestly, didn't see it coming.
I'm sorry, Kirsty.
Okay, maybe I was a bit blind, because when he made it pretty clear he didn't want me moving in. But I really thought we had a solid relationship. You know, some kind of future together.
Look, Kirsty, I'm really sorry.
It's just I can't help feeling that... Well, maybe it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Maybe he really didn't think it through. I keep imagining him sitting all alone in that cottage every night, remembering what we had, all the good times, and maybe... Maybe wishing he hadn't thrown it all away.
I don't think it's like that, Kirsty. I'm sorry. Now, I have to go and collect the boys from school.
So you don't think I should drop in and see him?
No, I'm not sure that's a good idea. He's really busy at the moment.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I'm making a total fool of myself.
No, I just think...
Is there somebody else?
Somebody else?
Oh, no, there couldn't possibly be. We were together so much. I mean, when would you have the time to meet someone else?
I'm sorry, Kirsty. I really do have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up the boys.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, hello. I was just about to take this lot back out.
I've just been to see Bert.
All right. How's he doing?
Well, he's on the mend, but he's still got a terrible hacking cough.
So he won't be back at work next week?
Well, he reckons he will, but I can't see it myself.
Poor old chap.
I think he gets bored, that's the trouble. He's just not used to being stuck indoors.
No, I suppose. Oh, maybe drop by, see him this evening.
Yeah, it'd be great. I reckon we're pretty well on top of things, aren't we?
Set that gutter around the lying area.
Oh, damn. Meant to see to that.
Yeah, you said you would. I mean, I can do it if you like.
No. I said I'd fix it and I will.
Only the damp's coming through quite badly.
Yeah, well, I'll do it now.
It'll be dark in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll do it first thing in the morning.
Talking of which, gonna get these cows back out?
Not for much longer.
What?
Well, they're going to have to come inside any day now, aren't they?
Oh, I reckon the pasture's good for another week.
Oh, thought it was starting to poach up a bit. Oh, there's Ruth back.
Oh, maybe two if the weather holds. Cows are still coming in perfectly clean.
Hi, Pip. Oh, dear.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, boys. How was school today?
Rubbish. Are we going to play in the treehouse?
Hey, it's going to be dark in a minute.
We can bring a torch.
And I've got to take the cows back out to the field.
Can I come with you?
No, Josh. School close off first, and then it'll be time for tea.
Isn't anyone going to say hello to me?
Hi, Dad. What's for tea?
Ask your mother.
Wait and see. Go on, in you go.
Come on, Ben. See you later, Sam.
Yeah, okay. I'll see to these cows.
Right. Everything okay?
Yeah. Well, apart from the fact that Pip's still not speaking to me.
Oh, dear.
She's impossible at the moment.
Go on, off you go.
Do you want me to have a word with her?
You're welcome to try.
Okay. And why don't I cook them some chips? That usually cheers her up.
That'd be great.
Right. So, are you coming in?
I just want to go and check something. I won't be long.
Okay. See you in a minute.
All right?
What do you think?
Have you thought about what I said?
I've thought of nothing else.
Only I booked a hotel.
What?
In Oxford.
But I haven't said.
I know, but... If you do decide to come.
Yeah.
Just wanted to be sure we'd have somewhere to go.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it, David.
Ruth.
I want to say yes. You know I do.
Then say it. You got to seize the moment. Grab it with both hands.
It's not that easy.
You don't want to spend the rest of your life regretting what might have been. Do you?
I bumped into Kirsty this afternoon. Kirsty.
Oh, Kirsty has nothing to do with it.
Poor thing's obviously heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
Still hoping you can get back together.
Look, I'm sorry I hurt her, but that's nothing to do with us.
Isn't it?
The only mistake I made with Kirsty was not to end it sooner. But that was because... Look, I never believed that you'd feel about me like I do about you. Come to Oxford, Ruth. Just one night.
I feel a bit daft, to be honest with you.
Why?
I mean, I'd never believed it were a ghost, but I knew Joe was making all that up.
Oh, this is your spooky noise.
You heard about it, did you?
Emma told me.
Yeah, scared out of her wits she was. Thought she had more sense. Mind you, Susan was just as bad, and she's got her head screwed on perfectly straight.
So what was it?
Wind in the chimney.
Is that all?
Yeah, I know. Should have worked it out for myself, but we've never had anything like that before, not since we moved in, which is the best part of 18 months now. And you'd think if it was going to happen... Anyway, Sid said he had exactly the same thing in Rose Cottage.
That's £2.40, please.
He said to light a fire in the grate, and sure enough, smoke came pouring out into the room, which made me very popular with Susan, because now everything smells of smoke. Have one yourself, Kirsty.
Oh, no, I'm all right, thanks.
Something to do with negative pressure when the wind's in the north. Of course, there's a downdraft, you see. So you get cold air and then this moaning noise.
Oh, I think I prefer the ghost story.
That's what Christopher said.
That's £2.50, £3.05, and £5 is £10.
Wind in the chimney. So mundane, isn't it? Anyway, I fitted a cowl this afternoon, so
evening.
Hopefully... Oh, hello, David.
Oh, I am in serious need of a drink.
Pint?
Please.
Hard day?
Oh. Well, it was going fine, actually, till Pip got home from school.
Oh, what's her problem?
Oh, you know what they're like at that age.
Don't remind me. It's like banging your head against a brick wall. And it gets worse before it gets better.
Don't say that, Neil.
You got a good 5 years of sulks and tantrums to look forward to.
Thanks, mate.
That's £2.40, please.
Right. You can never imagine it when they're 11 or 12 and they're still sweet, biddable little things, and then suddenly...
You got the top up?
Oh, no, I'll find her.
All right, £2.20 and 40, there you go.
Everything all right otherwise?
Huh?
On the farm, with the new calves and everything.
Oh, yeah. No disasters so far.
Apart from poor old Bert.
Yeah. He's still a bit rough. He reckons he'll be back at work next week.
How's Sam?
Sam? Oh, he's fine, yeah.
Good.
He thinks we can keep the cows out for another fortnight.
A fortnight?
I reckon he's being a bit optimistic, but he's the expert.
Hasn't found himself a new girlfriend, then.
A new... Oh, no... No, not as far as I know. Oh, is that mine?
No, it's mine. I'm,
That's funny.
What?
Look, I'm working at the moment. I'll call you back.
Oh, I don't seem to have my phone. Must have left it at home.
Go on now, up you go.
Stop, Mum!
No more arguments.
I haven't finished this picture.
You can finish it tomorrow.
But it's for Gran.
And very lovely it is too. Now come on, it's late.
I don't care.
Well, I do. So go on, up those stairs and get your jammers on.
But Mum...
Now, Ben...
I'll get it.
No, you won't. Give it to me. That's your dad's mobile. Look who it is.
Mum!
Ben, I'm not telling you again. Go on, now!
Hello, David. It's me. Hello?
David's gone out.
Oh, is that Ruth?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I could have sworn I rang his mobile.
You did. He left it on the kitchen table.
Oh, I do that all the time. So annoying. So, who is he out with tonight, then?
He's gone down the pub.
Is that what he said, down the bull?
What do you want, Sophie?
Oh, nothing important.
Just a friendly chat, was it?
I just thought he might like to know they're having a bit of a do for the opening of Sundial House Garden, and they asked me to invite him, so I wondered if he'd like to come along.
When?
25th of November. It's a Saturday. They're going to lay on some bubbly, a few nibbles.
And you will be there, will you?
Well, of course. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Right.
So you'll make sure David gets the message?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ruth. You're an angel.
Pip, will you keep an eye on the boys, please? I've got to pop out for 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm coming.
Ruth, something wrong?
Yeah. No.
What is it?
Can I come in?
Of course.
Sam.
Oh, Ruth. Sweetheart.
I can't stay. I've got to get back to the boys, but I just wanted you to know I've changed my mind.
About?
Yeah. I will come to Oxford with you.
The Archers is written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor...